Are we ready for the pre-flight checklist?
Affirmative.
We have an excessive amount of fuel for this flight. I strongly suggest that we perform fuel loading operations before engine startup. Parking brakes set.
Parking brakes on.
Battery master switch on.
Before I do that, on Periscope. No, Twitch. Oh my goodness, I thought Twitch updated the damn title. Oy, freaking seriously. I know Periscope did. I guess there must be a bug with the titles thing, because I updated it on Restream. So no, we are not continuing to Montreal. We are heading out of Montreal into Charlottetown. Oh, boy. Anyway. Let's try to go to Worldwide Car. And
property page. I will my
flight.
Open left bookings, custom flight change aircraft bookings. Flight toolbar, start flight. 130, the car's version 1.3.0.5.130, Falcon 7X underscore base 15.130, parking brake read only, select set 130,
okay,
land 130,
so
parking brake set, land.
Yes, parking brake is set.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Battery master switch on.
Are the panel lights set as required?
Panel lights on. Affirmative.
Are the cabin lights set as required?
Cabin lights on.
Fire up the APU. Captain, I am waiting for the exhaust gas temperature to rise. I'll continue with the checklist shortly.
I hope that, essentially that, I basically, hopefully, moved my sounds and installed them into the correct place. I don't know if they're going to be working, though. The flop sounds that I looked at the sound pack that I got yesterday, they don't appear to be the same ones, unless AccuFeel is changing and editing and warping the sounds that I'm supposed to be hearing to make it sound more realistic. So let me do this pre-flight checklist, and then I'll go and turn on the NCS music. Avionics on.
Please check the status of the annunciators and radio stack. Transponder on standby.
Confirm.
COM 2 set to the
set
emergency frequency of 121.5. COM 2 set to 121.5. Spoilers fully retracted. Cut fuel flow. Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Anti-ice as required.
As required.
Aircraft lighting.
Confirm.
Check weather.
That's what I forgot to do. Open
worldwide
the...
Desktop list, TF3 remote play 20, TF3 break 50 of 69, TF3 underscore break time step, but this equals 133.7.
1337.
Worldwide cargo one columns, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Going to 1337.
Montreal, Pierre Elliott, Trudy Airport, information, Bravo, weather at 0130 Zulu, winds 212 at 3, visibility greater than 20 miles, sky condition 6,100, view 9,600, scattered 24,100, broken temperature 17, dew point 9, altimeter 1009, ILS, runway 24, left in use, runway
altimeter setting.
Altimeter 1009.
Request IFR clearance.
Okay, and I forgot to change the
TF3 underscore fixed. TF3 clearance equals 125.6.
Voice again, I don't like having to do that.
Clearance equals 125.6. Clearance equals 125.6.
125.6.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Going to 1256.
Clearance, Speedbird 666, at gate Alpha 1, IFR 2, Charlie Yankee Golf, with information, Bravo.
Speedbird 666, clear to Charlie Yankee Golf, climb and maintain 7,006, bet flight level 190, 10 minutes after departure. Squawk 4545, departure, frequency 123.6.
Squawk 4545,
climb and maintain 7,000. flight level 190. Intense squawk 4545. Departure on 123.6. Speedbird 666.
No smoking signs should be on.
No smoking on.
Speedbird 666. Reason correct. Contact ground on 121.9. When ready to taxi.
Captain.
121.9. Speedbird 666.
Roger. I will order the fuel.
Ground Speedbird 666 at gate Alpha 1,
and
ready to taxi.
We need to refuel before takeoff.
Roger.
Captain, the fuel truck is on its way.
Speedbird 666, stand by.
Loading operations have been
stand
completed.
By.
Okay, you said it the first time. We got it. Oh damn, are you gonna give me a damn runway or what? Hello?
Our total fuel weight is 5,200 pounds, 2,364 kilos. Captain, the fuel loading operations have been completed. Please verify the numbers, then say confirm.
Confirm.
The pre-flight checklist has been completed.
This is not good. It didn't...
Speedbird 666, taxi to runway end pole. Runway 24 left, using taxiway. Delta, Alpha, Mike, Alpha,
okay.
Juliet, Alpha, Charlie, Alpha 2, Sierra, Alpha 1, Uniform, Whiskey, Alpha 3, Victor, Alpha, Romeo.
Damn.
Delta, Alpha, Mike, Alpha, Juliet, Alpha, Charlie, Alpha 2. Sierra, Alpha 1, Uniform, Whiskey, Alpha 3, Victor, Alpha, Romeo, Runway 24 left, Speedbird 666.
That's all the freaking, that's all the taxiways we have to go to, to get there. Luckily, IYP just slews there. I think if IYP had a way to get this info for taxi, like if it had a way to get where those specific letters were on the ground of the airport, then we'd be golden and it would could taxi. But I guess wishful thinking there, I suppose. Alright, so let's before I go and shut off cabin music and go ahead and
desktop list via 3569
Files
submit edit sub view sub history sub bookmark sub manual plus
show
all bookmark various utilities flight board pin 202 Mozilla Firefox recent tag sub recently booked other bookmark sub bookmarks toolbar sub and pin 606 bookmarks most visited heading started 202 most visited sub menu 102 level 1 heading started most visited sub bookmarks toolbars other bookmarks sub and recently bookmarks no copyright sounds 24
there we go.
Document no copyright sounds 24 clickable complimentary landmark clickable sports.vice.com/n_s/video clickable seats.
And I can really care about that.
A video ad is playing. Alert video ad. Video ad is fine dialogue. So. Com 12. No copyright sounds 24/7. Chat window blank.
Alright.
12. No. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Well, that's pretty loud, but cabin music off. I don't know if they made their stream louder, but I'll take it, I guess. Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before startup checklist?
Affirmative.
Captain, the fasten seatbelt signs should be on.
Seatbelt on.
Verify fuel quantity.
Confirm.
Elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Confirm that all entry and cargo doors are secure.
Close doors.
Captain, are the engine areas clear?
Yes, they are.
Captain, do you wish to start the ACARS logging system at this time?
Affirmative.
The ACARS logging process has started. Beacon light on.
Beacon light on.
Captain, do we require a pushback?
Affirmative.
Captain, specify pushback distance 100, 150, 200. Do we need to push the tail left, push the tail right, or... Roger, push straight back.
Go ahead.
We are clear for pushback.
SkyWest 844, clear of the active runway.
Oh, those are
SkyWest 844, taxi to terminal.
Taxi to terminal, SkyWest 844.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes have been released.
Ground Mike 324, ready to taxi.
When clear to start engines.
Mike 324, taxi to runway and hold. Runway 24 left.
Taxi to runway and hold. Runway 24 left. Mike 324.
You are now clear to start engines.
The before startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the startup checklist?
Ground to cockpit.
Go up ahead, next. Ground.
Up next. Pushback completed.
Up next.
Set parking brakes.
Fire up number 2.
Parking brakes on.
Steering pin removed. Aircraft is clear. Left hand side
up number
release
2.
Signal. Have a nice flight.
Thank you, ground. Waiting for fuel flow on number 2.
Up next.
Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing.
418, clear of the active runway.
Number 2. Engine number 2 generator.
Papa 418, taxi to terminal.
Taxi to terminal. 418.
Fire up number 3.
Fire up number 3.
Waiting for fuel flow on number 3. Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 3. Confirming oil pressure number 3. Engine number 3 generator
engine
on.
Engine number 3 generator on.
Fire up number 1.
Fire up number 1.
Waiting for fuel flow on number 1. Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 1. Confirming oil pressure number 1. Engine number 1
engine number 1 generator on.
Anti-ice as required.
Anti-ice off.
Shut down the APU.
Shut down APU.
The startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the before taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Flight controls.
Confirmed.
Avionics set for departure.
Set avionics for departure.
24983, clear of the active runway.
Autopilot off.
Uniform 983, taxi to terminal.
Off. Airspeed set.
Airspeed set. Uniform 983.
Airspeed set.
Roger. Airspeed 60. Flight director on. Yaw damper.
Yaw damper on.
Elevator properly set for takeoff. Request taxi clearance.
We have the clearance.
Heading indicator set to takeoff heading.
Make heading 240.
Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
The before taxi checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Captain, we are clear on the right. Are we clear on the left?
Confirm.
Release parking brakes.
Release parking brakes.
We are ready to taxi. The taxi checklist has been completed.
Mike, let's taxi and hold short of runway 24 left.
Roger. Taxi 2 and hold short. Captain, we are holding short.
Speedbird 666, contact tower on 119.9.
119.9, Speedbird 666.
Said taxi and hold, so.
Tower, Speedbird 666, runway 24 left, ready for departure.
Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before takeoff checklist?
Roger.
Affirmative.
Cleared for takeoff. Fly heading 195. Speedbird 666.
Prepare for takeoff.
Up next.
Captain, ensure that the flaps are set for takeoff.
Flaps 10.
Spoilers fully retracted. Flight instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Tower, Charlie, bravo, bravo, Peter, report, Charlie, c'est pas toi, sur runway 24, right.
Take off data, then
115, bravo, bravo,
117, then 2117, navigation equipment.
Confirm.
Request takeoff clearance.
We have the clearance.
Roger, PTOT heater set as required.
PTOT heater on.
Landing lights on.
Landing lights on.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Strobe lights on.
Up strobe next. Lights on.
Transponder on auto.
Up next.
Confirm.
The transponder's on auto. Confirm captain's clock is running.
Affirmative.
The before takeoff checklist has been completed. Do you want me to perform the takeoff and climb out checklists?
Affirmative.
Do you want me to assist you?
Yes, please.
Roger. Would you like me to maintain an optimized airspeed throughout the flight?
Affirmative.
Roger, I'll take care of the airspeed. Captain, it's your plane. Okay, we're all set.
Flight heading 195. Release parking brakes. Apply full thrust.
Roger. Applying takeoff thrust. Knots. Then one. Rotate.
See, I don't know. I don't know if, I saw my sounds correctly.
Positive rate of climb. Gear up.
See, I don't hear the gear sound I'm supposed to be hearing for,
Speedbird.
Autopilot on.
Altitude hold on. 123.6.
Hold on, hold on.
123.6, Speedbird 666.
190. Flaps up and trim.
Departure,
clean.
Speedbird 666. With you out of 2,500 for 7,000 IFR.
Speedbird 666. Radar contact. Altimeter is 1,000.
Roger, Speedbird 666.
Speedbird 666, turn left heading 090.
Fly heading 090.
4000.
Left 2090. Speedbird 666.
November 65, Mike, turn left heading 320.
Left heading 320, November 65, Mike.
Air Canada 870, turn left heading 070.
Departure, Air Canada 870, say again.
Air Canada 870, turn left heading 070.
Left heading 070, Air Canada 870.
Speedbird 666, climb to 12000.
Climb to 12000.
Roger, out of 5,500, 412,000, Speedbird 666.
6,000, 2,400, 246.
Departure, Echo
Alpha Mike,
Quebec, level at 8,000.
Echo Alpha Mike, Quebec, radar contact, altimeter is 1009er.
1009er, Echo Alpha Mike, Quebec.
Current heading 090. Yeah, am I home, Canada?
Speedbird 666, turn left heading 075.
Fly heading 075.
Left to 075, Speedbird 666.
Speedbird 666, contact. Montreal Center on
136.65, Speedbird 666. From Charlottetown to Philly.
Montreal Center, Speedbird 666, out of 9,500, 412,000, IFR.
Roger, Speedbird 666, altimeter is 1009er.
10,000, 2,400, 246, check landing lights.
Landing lights off.
Speedbird 666, resume own navigation.
Resume GPS navigation.
Roger, resume own navigation.
Resume GPS navigation.
666.
Resume GPS navigation.
11,2200, 246. Roger, resuming GPS
Montreal
navigation.
Montreal Center, Air Canada 404 is with you at 9,000. Roger, Air Canada 404, altimeter is 1009er. 1009 or Air Canada 404.
Montreal Center, Air Canada 090.
Level
at flight level 310.
Dominated by Air Canada
090. Roger. Speedbird 666. Climb and maintain flight level 180.
Oh no.
Out of 12,000, 4 flight level 180. Speedbird 666.
Roger.
Speedbird 666, contact Montreal Center on 134.65.
The return of the Kinjet at 277.
134.65, Speedbird 666, good day. Montreal Center, Speedbird 666, with you out of 13,004, flight level 180, IFR.
Roger, Speedbird 666, altimeter is 1009.
$14,000, 2,200, 256. $15,000, 2,300, 251.
See, Samuel, if you're still here, Fast NG, how goes it with flight time? Are you...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer. I have turned off the fasten seatbelt sign, and you're free to move about the aircraft.
Now, do you have
However,
it
while in your seats, I suggest that you do as we do.
World travel, 339, climb and maintain 8,000.
Thank you, 16,000.
Climb and maintain 8,000, world travel, 339.
At least I thought that 17, was
17,000, 2,500, 256. Level at 18,000.
Oh, so they're not going to tell me to go up to 19,000, which is my cruising.
Montreal Center, Speedbird 666 is with you at flight level 180 IFR.
Roger, Speedbird 666. Roger, November 6, 5, my altimeter is 1010.
1010, November 6, 5,
Mike. Montreal Center, my 324, with your level 8000. Roger, my 324, altimeter is 1010. Roger, 1010, my 324. Mike 324, climb and maintain 1,000. Climb and maintain 1,000. Mike 324.
Montreal Center Air Canada 942 is with you. Out of flight level 290.
Air Canada 942, Roger. Mike 324, climb and maintain 15,000. Climb and maintain 15,000. Mike 324.
1 hour, 9 minutes. Estimated time of arrival 307 UTC. The airport is at hour 11 o'clock. 396 miles.
Alright, well, I guess I will be back, and I guess in about an hour. Because this is the boring part of the flight, and I'll be back for more exciting times.
flying skyscraper.
Air Canada 670, roger.
Yeah, actually, switch the outside view. I want to see what these new sounds. Actually, I don't know if I didn't seem to make any difference with the sound, so. But yeah, no, these are okay sounds. Hopefully I installed them right, but I don't think I did though. Cause I should hear some
crossing over Yankee Sierra Charlie.
Speedbird 666, climb to flight level 190.
Distance to next waypoint 52 miles. Barry, zero.
Out of flight level 180.
Climb and maintain flight level
190. Speedbird 666.
Up to flight level 190.
Finally, I'm getting up to cruise.
The ground center Oryx 989 out of
100,000. Oryx 989, roger. Continue present heading. Altimeter is 1011.
Ladies and gentlemen, Oryx. I am the flight officer on this flight. We thank you for listening to our flight following channel, and I will be pointing out things and places of interest during our flight. Those sitting on the right side of the aircraft, if you look backwards, might be able to see the glow from the light of Stanhope's. For those passengers sitting on the left, you might be able to see the lights of Sherbrooke. Thank you, 19,900,333, Captain. I have set the altimeter to standard. Level at 19,000. Folks, this is the co-pilot again. We have reached our planned cruising altitude of 19,000 feet. Our current ground speed is 859 kilometers per hour, or 534 miles per hour. Our estimated flying time to Charlottetown will be approximately 58 minutes. We are happy to have you aboard with us today, and we hope you enjoy the rest of our flight. Thank you.
Okay, now I can go away and,
Captain, I recommend that we execute the cruise checklist. Do you want me to run through the cruise checklist?
Yes. Affirmative.
Flight instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 580 gallons, 2195 liters. Radio is set.
Confirm.
Montreal Center.
Check is complete.
837 with you. Level 14,000.
Roger. Oryx 837. Altimeter is 1012.
1012. Oryx 837.
Montreal Center. Level 254 is with you. Level S. Flight level 310.
Papa 254, roger.
Montreal Center, Air Canada 781, with you out of flight level 310.
Air Canada 781, roger. Air Canada 781, descend and maintain flight level 280.
Down to flight level 280, Air Canada 781.
9-2 with you out of flight level 330.
Alpha 9-9-2, roger. Air Canada 7-8-1, descend to flight level 260.
Down to flight level 260, Air Canada 7-8-1.
Speedbird 666, contact Boston Center on 133.95.
133.95, Speedbird 666. Boston Center, Speedbird 666 is with you, level at flight level 190 IFR.
Speedbird 666, roger.
Boston Center, Air Canada 942 with you out of flight level 290.
Roger, Air Canada 942. Boston Center, Air Canada 670 out of flight level 290. Roger, Air Canada 670.
Crossing over Yankee Sierra Charlie 49er. Distance to next waypoint, 124 miles. Berry, 09RA. Ah, this is the first officer once again. For those of you sitting on the left side of the aircraft, you might be able to see the light of Jackman, Maine, coming up soon. Thank you.
Boston Center, Air Canada 781 out of flight level 240.
Air Canada 781, roger.
Boston Center, ICER 622, with you, flight level 290.
Roger, ICER 622.
Boston Center, Alpha 22, with you, out of flight level 400.
Alpha 22, roger.
Austin Center. Charlie 0, Mike Whiskey, level at flight level 210.
Roger, Charlie 0, Mike Whiskey.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer
Boston
again.
Center, Tommy, for those 7-7-4, right is with you. Level at flight level 310.
The city of Greenville, Georgia.
Roger, Connie, 7-7-4.
Those sitting on the left, if you look back,
Boston Center, Air Canada 610 is with you at flight level 310.
Roger, Air Canada 610.
Boston Center, Air Canada 663 is with you, out of flight level 310.
Roger, Air Canada 663.
This is the first officer once again. We just flew over the city of Norcross Millinocket. Those sitting on the right side of the aircraft, if you look backwards, might be able to see Lincoln. Thank you. Join.
Boston Center, Speedbird 666, with you level, flight level 190, IFR.
Speedbird 666, roger.
Crossing over Delta Alpha November Oscar Lima.
Distance to next grade
61 miles. Bearing 096.
Contact control on 118.65.
118.65. Speedbird 666. Control Speedbird 666. Level at flight level 190 IFR.
Roger, Speedbird 666. Speedbird 666. Contact Monson Center off 119.2.
119.2 Speedbird 666. Good day. Moncton Center, Speedbird 666, with you, flight level 190, IFR.
Roger, Speedbird 666.
Moncton Center, Air Canada 610, level at flight level 310.
Air Canada 610, roger.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer again. Those sitting on the right side of the aircraft might be able to see the city of Brockway, New Brunswick, coming up momentarily. For those of you sitting on the left, you might be able to see the lights of Woodstock and Scottsfield Airport coming up shortly. Thank you.
Moncton Center, Virgin 110 with you, level 310.
Roger, Virgin 110.
Moncton Center, Air Canada 850, level act, flight level 180.
Air Canada 850, roger, continue, present heading, altimeter is 1015.
1015, Air Canada 850.
Moncton Center, Air Canada 670 with you, flight level 290.
Air Canada 670, roger, continue, present heading.
Air Canada 670.
Canada 850, climb and maintain flight level 210.
Roger, climb and maintain flight level 210, Air Canada 850.
crossing over Yankee Foxtrot Charlie.
Speedbird 666, reduce speed to 330.
330, Speedbird 666.
Miles. Berry, 09 or 5.
Speedbird 666, descend and maintain 17,000 at pilot discretion. Altimeter is 1015.
Oh, and so what did it say? We have to go to, what, 17,000? I think I heard it, but, just double check.
Out of flight level 19041, 7,000 on 1015, pilot's discretion, Speedbird 666.
Descend to 17,000.
Speedbird 666, reduce speed to 320.
Roger.
Reduce speed to 320, Speedbird 666.
I don't think so.
This is the first officer once again. We just headed over the city of
Frederick. Speedbird 666,
those sitting on the right
side
of the
aircraft,
look backwards.
300, Speedbird 666.
I have set the altimeter, QNH. The current QNH is 29 or 9 or 8, 1016 millibars. 18,000, minus 2,200, 385. Anti-ice as required.
As required.
Radio is set.
Confirm.
Prepare the arrival data for Charlie, Yankee, Golf. Transition altitude, 18,000 feet.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson with this whole airspeed thing, so...
17,000, minus 700, 373. Level at 17,000.
Get direction
six,
airport.
Six, six, reduce speed to 290.
12 o'clock.
Reduce speed to 290. Speedbird 666.
I don't know, last time I tried that, it,
Speedbird 666, reduce speed to 280.
280, Speedbird 666.
You know, If it makes a damn stall warning and stuff, then I'm gonna... Airspeed 280.
Captain, I am no longer controlling the airspeed. Roger. Airspeed 280.
Alright, good. So it's not gonna... Because it wanted me to go down to the descent speed.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer speaking. Please ensure that you're in your seats with your seatbelt securely fastened, as we are expecting some turbulence up ahead. Thank you.
Alright, so that alert thing is actually that ground proximity alarm. So, I guess we're good with the speed.
Air Canada 942, descend and maintain flight level 240.
Down to flight level 240, Air Canada
242, descend and maintain flight level 210.
Descend and maintain flight level 210. Air Canada 942.
Air Canada 933, climb to flight level 310.
Climb to flight level 310, Air Canada 933.
Speedbird 666, contact approach on 123.5.
123.5, Speedbird 666.
Alright, so we did our descent checklist now.
Approach Speedbird 666 with you. 17,000 IFR.
Speedbird 666, Roger. Altimeter is 1016.
Altimeter 1016.
Virgin 110, turn right heading 075.
Right 075, Virgin 110.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer again. We just crossed over the city of Chipman. Those sitting on the right side of the aircraft might be able to see the light of Havelock, and looking backwards, you will see the lights of Sussex. Thank you.
Alright, so we just had to contact approach. How far are we out? Get direction to airport.
The airport is at 12 o'clock, 92 miles.
Yeah, so that's pretty, before they used to give it to you way too late, now they give it to you early, I guess, to be safe.
Thank you.
110. Turn right heading 075.
Right heading 075, Shamrock 108.
Canada 610, turn right heading
115. Right 115, Air Canada 610.
Oh shit, we're slowing down. I think we're hitting that pocket of turbulence. Sounded like it anyway.
Crossing over Yankee Quebec Mike.
Good direction to airport.
The airport
is at 12 o'clock, 63 miles. Distance to next waypoint, 63 miles.
Roger, speedbird 666.
Load ILS approach frequency runway 01.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Load ILS approach frequency 01.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Load ILS approach frequency 1.
Speedbird 666.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
070.
Roger, left 070. Speedbird 666.
Heading set to 070.
Load ILS approach frequency runway 1.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Descend to 7000.
Out of 1, 7,000. 4, 7,000. Speedbird 666.
7,000.
This is the first officer once again. We just crossed over the city of Moncton. For those passengers sitting on the left side of the aircraft, if you look backwards, you might be able to see the light of Shediac Bridge. Thank you, copy. Down to 2,700.
Down to 7... Descend to 7,000.
Descend and maintain 7,000. Roger.
God damn.
-2,200. 293.
What the hell was our runway? It said runway 1 approach, didn't it? What runways exist?
Runways for Charlie, Yankee, Golf are as follows. 03, length 7,004 feet, course 051, asphalt IAPS 10, length 4,990 feet, course 121, asphalt 21, length 7,004 feet, course 231, asphalt 28, length 4,990 feet, course 301, asphalt, end of report, current heading 070, 15,000, -2,200, 290.
I'm just gonna have to load it when they clear me, I guess. God damn it, I wish I hadn't said,
Speed Vertex 666, reduce speed to 260.
Airspeed 260.
Speedbird 666.
Airspeed 260. 14,000. -2,200. 291. -13,000, -2,200, 280. -12,000, -2,300, 275. 11,000, -2,200, 274. 274. Check landing lights.
Landing lights on.
Verify course setting. 10,000, -2,200, 271. Navigation GPS
speed
on navigation. Verify fuel
plumbing.
Reduce speed to 250. Speedbird 666.
Verify fuel plumbing.
Confirm.
The descent checklist has been completed.
Turn right heading 090.
Right to 090.
Speedbird
666. Heading set to 090. -8,000, -2,200, 267. Current heading 090.
We got our ground proximity thing here.
-7,000, -400, 262, level at 7,000.
Speedbird 666, turn right heading 110.
Right to 110, Speedbird 666.
Bearing 110.
Good direction to airport.
The airport is at hour 1 o'clock, 28 miles.
Alright, so we're pretty much approaching it now.
Speed Vertex 666, reduce speed to 220.
Current heading
110. Speedbird 666.
Roger. Airspeed 220. Airport is 25 miles, 1 o'clock.
Get current airspeed.
Current airspeed, 260 knots.
Yeah, it's... won't go down and I'll fucking...
Speed Vertex 666, turn right heading 130.
Right to 130, Speedbird 666.
130, roger. Airport is 22 miles, 1 o'clock. Current heading 130. Airport is 20 miles, 1 o'clock.
Speed Vertex 666, turn right heading 150.
Right to 150, Speedbird 666.
Bearing 150. Current heading 150. Airport is 18 miles, 1 o'clock. Airport is 16 miles, 12 o'clock.
Speed Vertex 666, turn left heading 050.
Left to 050, Speedbird 666.
Bearing 050.
Speedbird 666, descend to 3000.
Out of 7000, fall 3000, Speedbird 666.
Copy, down to 3000. Airport is 12 miles, 2 o'clock.
Speed Vertex 666, reduce speed to 220.
Speed 220, Speedbird 666.
Airspeed 220.
6000, minus 2100, 238, roger. Airspeed 220.
Speed Vertex 66, turn right heading 135.
Roger, right to 135. Speedbird 666.
Heading set to 135. Roger. Airport is 14 miles. 4 o'clock 5000, minus 2300.
Speedbird
234.
Reduce speed to 150.
Oh man.
Speed 150. Speedbird 666.
Roger. Airspeed 150. Minus 2300, 232. Current heading 135.
Good direction, 3000, airport.
Minus 1000 even. 218. The airport is at 2 o'clock. 14 miles. Level at 3000.
I'm gonna hear this freaking sound.
Speed Vertex 666. Turn right heading 185.
Right to 185. Speedbird 666.
185. Current heading 185.
Speed Vertex 66, cleared to final for runway 21. Radar service terminated. Squawk 1200, change to advisory frequency approved. On 123.5.
Until established on final for runway 21. Speedbird 666.
Slow the ILS approach frequency runway 21.
The chosen runway does not have an ILS approach. However, navigation 1 is set to the back course frequency of 110.9 for runway 21. I have set the course to 210. Airport is 12 miles. 1 o'clock.
Prepare to land
reduce speed
on
to
runway
150. Speedbird 666.
Roger. I made the course 210, and I will shortly be turning the aircraft towards the approach entry point. Distance to entry point, 3 miles. Captain,
speed
this might be a good time to do the approach checklist.
Approach checklist.
130, speedbird 666.
Roger. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane, avionics on. Airport is 10 miles.
Avionics on.
1 o'clock, radio is set.
Confirm.
Navigation GPS on navigation, auto spoilers on.
Auto spoilers on.
Flaps 10. Setting airspeed to 145. Flaps 20.
Radio Speedbird 666. Would you close my IFR flight plan at this time?
Speedbird 666. Roger. We'll close out your flight plan at 5-6.
Speedbird 666. Roger. Thank you.
That's different. Considering we are going to be landing visual.
I will shortly be making a gradual turn towards final approach.
Wow, the... Oh, almost. It was... The music was going there with the alarm.
We are starting our descent, Captain. I will be calling out 8 GL altitudes.
See, this is the proper way to do a visual approach right here. Not like yesterday.
2800.
Although, watch. The damn thing is going to, crash. when
2600.
IYP tries to exit the runway. I think that is an AccuFuel thing, although I don't know when to turn the parking brakes on and that, you know, to prevent it.
$2,400. $2,200. Landing gear down. $2,100. Distance to threshold, 5 miles. Gear down and locked. Everything is green, $1,900. $1,800. Setting airspeed to 130. Captain, please ensure that the parking brakes are off and the auto spoilers are armed. $1,700. $1,600. $1,500. $1,400. $1,200. I'd like to request that our flight attendant be seated at this time. We'll be landing shortly. Thank you, 1,100. $1,000. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. $900. $800. $700. $600. Captain, I will exit the runway after touchdown so that we can contact local traffic.
We
have negligible prospects. $500.
Rough landing, here we come.
$400. Approaching metal bones. $300. $200. Indicated airspeed is off. $100. $50. $40.
Maybe not.
30.
Yeah, that was a rough
reverse thrust off. Reverse thrust off. Spoilers fully retracted. Flaps up. The approach and landing checklists have been completed.
That was a rough landing thanks to negligible crosswinds. Now, is it gonna crash when exiting the runway? Excuse me. I should have really muted, but I couldn't help in time. Oh, you know what? It canceled my IFR flight plan, so ATC isn't gonna even do anything. Should I just like stop the thing right here? Oh no, wow, fucking IYP. But basically, I turn the parking brakes on, probably.
For your continued safety, yes.
Okay, so
taxi, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. It will be your indication that it's safe to move about the cabin.
Hopefully, as this stupid announcement was, it's the wrong way.
When the captain is parked, the gate and has turned off the fastened seatbelt sign. There will be uniformed customer service agents leading the aircraft to assist you with any questions.
Cabin music off.
Regarding the airport. On behalf of our flight deck and especially my colleagues working with me in the cabin this evening, thank you for flying on. We appreciate your business. We wish you a pleasant day.
Come on, Alexi, get to the damn runway. No, maybe not, whatever. Mike, let's taxi to general aviation parking.
Captain, we are taxiing to parking area 2. Do you want me to run through the taxi to the gate or ramp checklist?
Affirmative.
Strobe lights off.
Strobe lights off.
Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
Landing lights off.
Landing lights off.
Captain, we are exiting the runway now. Fire up the APU.
Fire up the APU.
Transponder on standby.
Confirm.
PTOT heater off.
PTOT heater off.
Elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff. The taxi to the gate or ramp checklist has been completed.
Alright, well, we're exiting the runway. We're also, And that took it long enough to exit the damn runway. Parking brakes off. Alright, now maybe it'll...
Speech mode mute. Speech mode talk. Friends, 101 followers, likes, send please, send direct message mentions, 108
I guess we're going back to flight school.
What?
You're in the offline mode. All server functions have been disabled.
No, it's raining out?
Please note that no flight plan file has been loaded. Yeah, please refer to page 4 of the IYP flight deck duck for assistance.
We landed.
Radar contact for ATC is active.
Local transition altitude 18,000 feet.
I am ensuring that the aircraft is fully loaded in the simulator. Please wait.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. 12, no copyrights out. 12, no next F. Main landmark list to items cap. Microsoft Flight Simulator Channel 1, column 3.
The time has been reset. You are in the offline mode. All server functions have been disabled. Please note that no flight plan file has been loaded.
There goes
please
my
refer
log
to page 4
for
of the IYP flight deck duck for assistance. Radar contact for ATC is active. Local transition altitude 18,000 feet. I am ensuring that the aircraft is fully loaded in the simulator. Please wait. The time has been reset to Zulu. Captain,
it's
your
plane.
You're ready to go.
Captain,
we are now located in parking spot 2.
Huh. Fucking ridiculous.
Do you want me to run down the parking checklist?
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Dialogue, loading terrain data.
Affirmative. Yeah, of course, because stupid thing, damn thing reset. Oh well, I mean, I don't care. The, please help me.
You can ask me to run through all of the checklists by saying, let's do all of the checklists. Alternatively, you can specify a specific checklist that you would like me to call out. For example, you can say, before startup checklist. By doing so, I assume that all of the checklists before this point in the flight have been completed. So, after we have completed the before startup checklist, if you say, resume checklists, I will run down this startup checklist, since it is the next logical one in the sequence.
Alright, so, yeah, basically reset again. Basically, I tried to, I tried to avoid what happened last night, where I crashed when exiting the runway, so... Oh well. At least, Worldwide Virtual, it's logged, and it's a successful flight. So, I can really give two shits about what IYP did.
Worldwide cars. 306, maximum sim rate equals 1x. Land, maximum 306, arrive. We hope you enjoyed your flight. The ribbon property page. I will not worldwide, I will not open, open, save, open, slash, bookings, full custom, change aircraft, bookings, flight, tools, start, flight, unavailable, stop, flight. 130, the car's version 1.3.0, land, maximum sim rate equals, the ribbon property page, I will, open, unavailable,
come on,
open, slash, save, bookings, tool, pop, change aircraft, change the bookings, flight, tool, and start, flight, unavailable, start, flight, stop, flight, unavailable, file your files and approve your report, log into Worldwide Virtual. Creating slash updating, okay. Europe submitted successfully. Please be patient as we upload your upload and pilot report. Ah, upload and pilot, please be Europe submit, okay. Object review, upload and pilot report. Please be Europe, okay. Chat window, land. Log into Worldwide Virtual, log into Worldwide Virtual, okay. Worldwide cars, there isn't.
Good, so that's submitted, and like I said.
Exit the cars dialog, are you sure you want to exit? Yes, Alt plus Y, Microsoft Flight.
I guess I'll basically reset code and dark, and then, no, you know what? Shut down engines.
Please apply the parking brakes first.
Parking brakes on. Shut down engines. Open doors. There. Basically, now we can just say that now it's almost like we got you know, like, reset color and dark, and then, that's what it would be like if the shutdown checklist actually been completed. Goodbye, Mike, and thank you.
Goodbye, Captain Josh.